From your home for sports ball and casserole recipes, semi-live from A Studio, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah.
I was going to say casserole.
Well, I wish you, I mean, I was thinking it. I 100%.
I've been on a tater tot.
It's my second favorite casserole.
I'm making that at work tomorrow.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, that's.
Just, you know,
I'm in. I can't wait to
get
the.
Public can't have any, but whatever.
I'm not the public. I want that. I was thinking about green bean casserole on the way over.
That's a much.
Underrated. I could eat that as every
overrated.
Side,
overrated.
Anytime.
Ah,
I want cans of things. I want nothing fresh about that. I want French's. It's the best. I'm. Also, yeah, we could just talk casseroles. This is the season. We had a Thanksgiving. We're in the...
Cream of mushroom soup?
I'm a cream of celery guy.
Doesn't matter.
Hot take.
It doesn't matter.
I don't drink... I don't eat celery. It's gross. I don't like soup for the most... Cream of celery soup. I've got cans of it in my pantry just
for... I don't want to hear that.
I need that. I need that in my life.
Did you see what the vice president of Campbell said?
Yeah, I know. And I am, by the way. I am not a wealthy man. I like me some cans of soup. They're efficient.
Anyway, sports.
I guess. I guess so, man.
Breaking news. Casserole turned into food.
Yeah, I got 20 minutes on casseroles if you really want to break this down for you. No? Yeah. All right, we don't.
Right, not.
We don't talk about the Vikings instead?
Yeah, I mean, we can.
We have to, because we don't want to talk about tater tots and such, so we're gonna hammer out.
I'd rather.
I know you would. I watched. I can tell you my favorite.
Did you watch it?
I absolutely did. They were the national game of the week at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on
Sunday.
There wasn't
many other games on either.
There was no, because of how the holiday stretches out the games, where you had a Thursday games.
You had three
on Thursday,
one on Friday,
And then you had Monday. Yes, they stretched out that holiday weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I was fortunate.
So you got to watch Max Brosmer on 4th and 1.
Oh, yeah,
avoid
dude.
A sack by pitching the ball to...
Yeah, so Max Brosmer...
I was really hopeful that Max would do okay.
26-0. I got to tell you, on a side-to-side note, the Seattle defense scored me 30 points in a fantasy league and actually got me into the playoffs with
nice.
That. Yeah, I needed
good,
it. I was arguing with dishwashers at work trying to win a fantasy football league and 30 points based on, that was 4 interceptions. I know we talked last week, or I did, about how awful J.J. McCarthy had looked compared to every other quarterback who's ever played in the
if
last 25 years.
They spiked it down in every offensive play.
Yes.
He would have had a better QBR.
Yes, and just punted on 4th down. Max Brosmer actually did worse on Sunday. You wanted? I like the box scores.
No. You know the last time the Minnesota Vikings got shut out?
I don't.
2007.
It's a very, very long time ago. I mean, they've had some incredibly good offenses and great teams.
That had great defense, too. That was like Ben Lieber, Chad Greenway was on that one, I think.
Sure. That's a long time to have not been shut out. So what's wrong with the Vikings? Because we aren't just going to say quarterback, and we're not just going to say, well, you can. You can say just offensive line again, but that feels like
it's a lot of things.
Year 3 of talking about how the offensive line is just letting them down.
I mean,
19 of 30.
It makes a difference, but it's not just that. It's an experienced quarterback play, both rookies.
That's fair. That is an entire year of rookie quarterback.
I mean, you want him to grow, but...
And again, if there's no...
He's only played... I mean, JJ's only played, what, 6 games?
If you don't have a veteran in that quarterback room, and I don't know who their third is, right? Like, I don't know who that other guy... Because normally your backup isn't younger than your starter. Less experienced than your starter, unless you're Cleveland or Minnesota, and both of those teams are a fire of...
I don't know who the third was, or the backup to Brosmer on Sunday was some backup... In L.A.
Okay.
The Rams. So, because Kevin McConnell, he worked with them.
He knew some guy.
He knew him.
He's like, hey, kind of like, Sean McVay, you got
also,
an extra quarterback I can borrow?
Yeah. And then they put on the emergency, they brought in Desmond Ridder again.
Really? Where's Joe Webb when you need him? You know what I'm saying? Like, where?
He's retired.
Hey, can you bring him back for this?
Insurance agent.
You know, Because, I mean, 19 to 30, 126, kind of high school numbers.
Kind of.
Four picks, not great. And the way he was throwing those picks didn't really inspire me, didn't tell me that the coach and the quarterback were on the same page. It didn't tell me that was a...
There's a disconnect. I don't know what's going on with the offense. I mean,
And Aaron Jones isn't the answer. 6 carries, 3 yards.
3 yards.
I mean, the longest of four.
Seattle's defense is just phenomenal. But on the plus, the only positive note is our defense did... I mean...
No, you're right. Because the Dallas Turner played fantastic football in that
game.
Finally. Yeah. It's taken him, a year and a half. It's what happens when you're relying on rookies, right? Like, this is what happens when highly drafted rookies aren't C.J. Stroud, right? Like, not everybody is...
It takes time for a lot of people.
Will Anderson from,
probably J.J. is going to be, he's going to play. He's going to start this week.
He's your guy next year. I would assume he's your guy next year, right? Like, you have to,
unless something happens in the offseason.
If you're the Vikings, you need a legit, real Malik Willis style. You don't need Carson Wentz as your backup.
Yeah.
You don't need Sam Howell. You need a real Mac Jones. You need something.
That one's floated around. I'd be all right with that as a backup.
You need something as more than just a...
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah. Well, that becomes the problem there, too, because now you're trying to develop two quarterbacks. Anthony Richardson is not a veteran. Nope. He is still in the same inexperienced learning curve that your J.J. McCarthy's hitting.
San Francisco with Mac Jones... He just did a reclamation, just like Darnold did last year with Minnesota.
Correct. Yep.
He'll get himself paid.
He's going to get paid. That's kind of the hard part, too, of finding your veteran quarterback who's been unsuccessful enough to still be a backup, but successful enough to still be on a roster.
What's the stats on Darnold from Sunday? Do you have that there?
Yeah, I do. Sam Darnold has... 14 of 26, 128. Same amount of yards, same setup.
Right.
Zero interceptions.
I thought he had some.
Zero picks. Zero.
He got sacked like five times.
He got sacked four times. But their offense is predicated on run the football. They do something that Minnesota doesn't do, and that's successfully run it on first down, second down, third down, where 14 of 26 for 128 puts you in a position to win. 14 of 28 for 120 didn't do anything for the Vikings. No. They were behind the sticks all day. They were not... There was nothing.
I think that it's a combination of a lot of things. Someone's getting fired.
How high up the chain do you want to start firing people? You're not going to let Brian Flores is your boy.
Yep.
He's great. He's a top flight defensive coordinator. Yes, but
he's going to be gone.
He'll be gone.
Probably. You can't. There's still that stuff hanging around from the Dolphins.
I could see him being another defensive coordinator somewhere. He's fully qualified.
Every interview that I've seen, he loves Minnesota and wants to stay there.
Sure.
He's not going to go anywhere if he decides to stay.
You're not firing the head coach.
KOC has been proven. I mean, he's done it.
He's gone for...
With these two...
You can't fire him. He's too good of a coach to fire. You're not going to find a better coach floating around than Kevin O'Connell. In fact, it would tell you that if a guy like Kevin O'Connell gets fired, he would be the best coach available on the market without doubt.
A Mike Tomlin, if you got
correct. It didn't...
Right.
So...
It's not... I don't think it's... I think the problem is...
Offensive lineman, offensive coordinator, whoever he is, probably...
Wes Phillips.
Wade Phillips' kid?
Yes.
Okay, fire him.
He's been there for like 3 years.
So you got to fire him. Offensive line coach, probably yes, right? But
yeah, probably.
How much... Because the Vikings have hit a stage now where they don't really have the money to keep splurging. They had a couple of splurge years where they spent...
Yeah, creative.
You're right. Micah Parsons shows up on the Packers despite the fact that Jordan Love is paid $1 zillion.
Sure.
No, you're absolutely right.
Being played other than J.J., Justin Jefferson, who's the one that needs to be paid.
Yeah.
There's nobody else really getting a lot of money. I mean, not by all standards.
So fortunately or unfortunately, you could roll this team back next year.
They won't. I don't think they'll run the whole...
Aaron Jones is gone.
I think he'll be gone.
You've got your wide receivers and your quarterback of the future. You probably have Jordan Mason hanging out next year as your running back. TJ Hockenson is there because he's going to get paid a lot of money. So he's your starter. You're going to draft more offensive linemen.
He didn't have a great year because he's too busy blocking.
So you're going to draft more offensive linemen.
Probably. Is basically your
thing. That's so...
They've been doing good.
Sure.
Drafting those guys.
Yeah.
Because except their Donovan Jackson, which was last year.
Yeah.
He's just been hurt off and on. Christian Darrisaw, been great. He's recovering from an ACL.
Sure.
You know, he came back too soon. But what are you looking at?
Well, I'm looking I'm looking at your schedule here. And
no, I'm not. We're not going to. We'll have a top 10 pick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was looking at the standings. This
we feel
is
like
great...
I feel like now I know what Chicago fans feel like.
Yes. Yo, you are the Bears now, right? Like,
oh God.
Yeah. I mean,
sorry, I didn't mean to swear.
No, it's okay. You're talking about you're talking about becoming a Bears fan, man. It's a tough transition.
I had somebody that was not a Bear or not a Viking fan ask me, how you feeling? I go, good, bad, or ugly. I'm gonna stay if
you have to. Yeah,
you know, I know
you're committed.
I think the team's on the right path.
And then?
And this year is just a hiccup.
See, what
happens? Have it.
They're, you know, not... They haven't been good in a while. Their point differential isn't impressive. There's nothing looking at some of these metrics around their numbers. They're 4-8, which puts them at the 1-2-3, fourth worst record in the league.
Yeah.
You're a top... At this point, 1-2-3,
yeah, 4... Yeah, their schedule's
you're a top
not looking
eight
good.
Pick.
I think we play Washington this week.
Yes. Which is Washington is 3-9 also. They're up. They're just as bad.
Who's the next one? Chicago again?
Yeah.
No, not Chicago. Detroit. No, we played Detroit twice.
You have, let's see.
Giants are thinking. I don't know.
No, you've got, all the teams were correct. You've got Commanders, Vikings, or Commanders, Cowboys, Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Lions, Packers.
Play Lions.
So you could, you know, Packers. You could win two out
maybe
of these last
two,
five, but
maybe
it wouldn't help you.
No.
You want to, at this point, you would like to sit out at 4-13 by the end of this year, get yourself a top four pick, and stop, and then you can really have some exciting conversation, because then you'll start looking at these draft things, you're like, oh, we could draft a premier left tackle.
Right.
You know?
Like, so the other thing that needs to be fired, the scouting team.
Correct.
Other than the ones that do the undrafted free agents, whoever that guy is,
he's great.
Keep him. Make him a charge
but
of everybody
your guys
else.
That are no, because the Packers ran into this problem for a couple of years there, where your second and third round picks weren't hitting. Like you're cutting these guys, and you're trying to replace them with, hey, we got our seventh rounder was great.
Right.
Well, if your second and third rounder were better, you would be better all the way.
I know that Quincy Adolfo just GM got a new contract or extension last year or in the offseason.
Okay.
Last year, I think. I don't know. There's the disconnect. I think KOC wanted to keep Darnold or Jones.
Sure.
But I think the GM, Kwesi, went, yeah, but you think JJ could do this and we'll just keep the money and...
Sure.
You know? Quincy, when he came into it... I was like, maybe he's a younger guy, he's a numbers guy and everything.
I related a lot to, like, I've been playing video games my whole life. Playing Madden since I was like 12 years old.
Sure.
20 years, 25. They have a franchise mode on Madden.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who played video games and like sports, Madden is like the thing you play. The franchise mode lets you do things like...
Like a GM.
Just like a GM. You're drafting your first round picks and they have the real players and
you have
a budget and
a
salary cap.
Yeah, yeah.
And you play enough of those for enough years and you start to see the NFL in the same light.
Sure.
Where you can replace, we'll replace Sam Darnold with we're going to replace our B-plus quarterback with a B-minus quarterback and the money we'll save is going to go towards putting this on. But the problem is in a video game, you play the game. So you can win anyway. Your ability as a video game player.
If you play J.J. McCarthy in Madden,
you can still be successful. But in real life, Sam Darnold is clearly a tier or two tiers better than J.J. McCarthy.
Right now.
And
see,
they're spending right now, this money they saved that they're spending right now, you're losing games because of your quarterback. Maybe you're winning games because of the defense you paid for, but you're not winning games. You're losing 26 to nothing. So it doesn't pay off.
I was really hoping when they drafted him, I haven't said this, but I really hoped that they would keep somebody like a veteran and pull the Green Bay move.
Yep, they waited. They needed an extra year.
At least.
Clearly, And it makes you wonder, like, okay, because when Jordan Love was drafted, it was the same thing. Good. Why would we draft a quarterback? We have one. And then 2 and 3 years later, you're like, oh, I see why. Right. He's a finished product on his first snap. J.J. McCarthy is still...
He's still learning.
And the problem is a guy who's learning, who also seems to get hurt when he learns, is you don't have the reps. You're not in practice. Max Brosmer is taking your practice reps.
Yeah.
You know, it's
like, I mean, JJ, even with this year's draft, he's still the youngest quarterback in the league.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. He went into college early, didn't stay for 3 years. He was a redshirt sophomore.
Yep.
Young. Wasn't expected to do a lot in college because of the amount of talent and coaching around him. And it got him, you know, on stage at the NFL draft in the first round, but it hasn't done anything else for him.
Right. Not yet.
Nope, not yet. And
now, and I'm optimistic. I think he just needs reps. He needs that experience.
Okay.
He needs a little bit better help, I would say, in the wet OC.
I mean, comfortably tell you, if I was a Vikings fan, and boy, that sounds just defeating. If these next four games would be, if he doesn't play well, I want a new quarterback next year. Probably. I am an impatient fan when it comes to these things because I've watched what happens. You draft a guy, well, if he doesn't develop next year, you're now in a spot where you have to decide how much a Jordan Love type of money. Shoot, are we going to actually pay this guy? And if you're not, we should have drafted a first rounder last year.
Or you just paid Darnold or Jones.
Yep. So now is
Jones is only on a 1 year contract with Indianapolis. So if they come back to him going, hey.
Right. Yeah, Daniel Jones is an option for.
Except he's not been looking good the last couple of
games.
I mean,
he's looked better than J.J. McCarthy. You'd much rather
pay. So is Aaron Rodgers.
Every quarterback has looked better than everything the Vikings have tried
and
this
year. And
to
make things even worse, Adam Thielen got waived by choice.
I saw. He doesn't even. When you're a guy who's in his last month as a pro football player has said, I don't want any part of this.
He
wants to go to the playoffs. He wants to see some success.
Yeah. He can't play right now because he's not. There's nobody, no rule.
Which is fun. When your offense is struggling like that and you can't get on the field.
And he's a loyal. He's a diehard. I mean,
he went to Minnesota, some Division II, right? Like he was.
Played. He was born and raised in Minnesota. Yeah. Played in the Gophers, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. Wasn't drafted either.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. I love Adam Thielen, and
He's kind of like that Donald Driver for the Packers, where he was around forever.
To Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he and Aaron Rodgers have become friends. I don't know how that works.
Anyway.
We're going to talk about the Packers real quick.
Should we?
We have to.
Why?
Because they're good.
And can we talk about Giannis instead?
Their game against the Bears this weekend is for first place. The latest the Bears have been in first place since their Super Bowl run.
2012?
It's been a long time since the Bears were a team that we were forced to talk about. Then we're going to talk about them. Like, it's at Lambeau. The Packers are favored by a touchdown, which is
really
quite surprising.
Well, you know, it's... Nobody knows.
I mean, Caleb Williams is playing better than Jordan Love.
Yes. I would say more consistently.
You know, the numbers are similar. I'll give you the numbers are similar. I don't know how you can favor Green Bay by a touchdown other than it's Chicago. It's at Green Bay. It's towards the end of the year.
It's not Aaron Rodgers.
Typically, the Bears have some injuries on defense. Yeah. But the Bears have looked as good.
Have a run game.
When you list the top of the league, you know, like I said, the bottom of the league's pretty easy to pick. They're the same teams you would have guessed at the beginning of the year, right? Like you would have said Tennessee, the Giants, New Orleans, the Raiders, Cleveland, Jets. Yep, those are the worst teams. Easy. The top of the NFC.
You were above them.
They barely won game. You are one ugly loss this weekend from getting yourself a top three pick. Fingers crossed. Skull. I believe they yell. But the top of the NFC, Chicago is the best. Has Chicago, the Rams, Seattle, Green Bay, San Francisco.
Where's the Eagles?
They're right below. They're right in that same 8-4.
But right now, if the playoffs were to start, Chicago would have the number one.
9-3 and 8-4 is the best six teams in the NFC are all a game apart. So you could really make an argument for nearly, I mean, the Rams are dynamic. That offense can score 50.
Except when you play Carolina Panthers.
Carolina's a better team than their record will show. Yes, I think Carolina at 7-6, their coach ends up getting some votes for coach of the year because no. Bryce Young is there. Can you but come back so, from being terrible if you're Bryce Young from just being bad?
They've been doing what Green Bay started there for a bit.
Yeah.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad.
7-6 for a franchise that had won 7 games combined in 2 years previous. That's
they might not win anymore.
No. Well, fair. Yeah, so you can make an argument for Green Bay, I guess. I can't.
I can't make a legit argument. This is what I do love, though. Of all these years that we had to deal with the Patriots,
mm-hmm.
and every team has a chance to beat every other team.
Yes.
Even in the AFC.
Correct.
Of course, it's the Patriots are the
top. Patriots again.
But it's better. It's a likable Patriots team.
Well, here's the thing is the Patriots did something 20 years ago. They built culture.
Yeah.
It introduced guys like their current head coach, Mike Vrabel, was introduced to the Patriot way as a player.
You should almost say Viking way?
Yeah, I don't know what the Viking way is. Not go to a Super Bowl and draft Christian Ponder?
Just don't get on a boat.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. More Florida State quarterbacks. That's the problem there. But the Patriot way, you know, you lay the foundation for that. As a coach, you come back and you can look these guys in the eye with your 4 Super Bowl rings and say, if you want one of these, you should listen to me. And Mike Vrabel has come in there and done it.
Mike Vrabel, though.
Me too. He's one of the few Ohio State players that I actually enjoyed as a pro. Yeah, no, I like his haircut. He looks like an old school football dude.
Yeah, he's old school. He's tough, but I think he's still he's able to relate to mm-hmm. kids.
Sure. I mean, he was successful as
not like you or I.
I can't. I don't even know. I'm 40, so they're kids range from 7 to like 30 at this point in my life. I don't relate to a lot. But Seattle, I almost threw my phone at you. How dare you, man? We're not doing that.
I just did.
That's how we get the youth. That's how we get the youth into our show, man. Yeah,
they're so trendy. Anyway,
we're so hip.
But, I mean, even the AFC is just, I mean, other than...
I mean, the top of the AFC has a 10-2 and an 11-2 team.
Yep.
Jacksonville...
Who's 10-2?
10-2 is Denver. Denver and New England, which are both teams with a second year. This might sound familiar to you. They drafted a quarterback in the first round last year. They drafted a quarterback in the first round last year, got a new coach, dressed it all up, struggled a little bit last year. And this year, both of those players are with Bo Nix for the Broncos.
We should have drafted Bo Nix.
You sure as heck should have drafted Bo Nix. Yeah, you had the opportunity to. He went a few picks below you. Yeah, no, you absolutely could have had.
I understand.
And then Drake May is an MVP candidate. These are second-year guys on rookie deals. Caleb Williams.
I mean, it's the top three
teams in the NFL.
But who's the OC of Patriots?
Is it Josh McDaniels again? Yeah, he's still around. But the top three teams in the league.
Like the only team in the only position.
Top three teams in the league all have a second year quarterback.
I know.
They're all on a rookie. They're all able to spend money correctly to put depth behind their possible injured, maybe offensive lineman or whatever. And there's quite successful at doing it. I know, Diggs, dude. It's tough, but I have a schedule.
Yeah, Diggs is there too.
Wasn't he?
Wow. He's being a team member too.
So. I mean, the top five, the top three, it's hard to tell. I can make an argument for Chicago, the Rams, except for Green Bay, because I've had the fortune of watching so much Green Bay that they don't look like they can beat good teams.
First year that you're going, well, it's going to be Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Right. It isn't this year.
You know, or before that, it was the Patriots. So right now, this year, we don't have – I mean, we all thought Philadelphia –
No, usually at this point in the year, there's still an undefeated team out there. Most of the time, there's maybe a one-loss team lurking around out there.
But they're all kind of evenly matched, really. So this is I like this. I was wishing my team would be in it, but...
Well, I mean, that's the thing. We're talking about parity, and, like, every team is pretty close. The Vikings, even though their record is deplorable at 4-9, their points against and points for are, like... They're only minus like 20 points for the year.
Right.
So they've had five. They've had nine.
They've been
losses.
Holding your opponents down.
Yeah. They've had some blowout win, blowout loss, in not a consistent thing. Sure. So like I said, I'm not.
I don't know.
They've got. I was saying,
put JJ
lessons.
Back in. You let him to. Grow and see what he's like at the last game of the year, and then go. Yeah,
or
six,
at least
seven.
Find out if he can grow. I'm gonna make a mess of this wonderful studio. I've got coffee here. I've got. I almost did that. That's terrible.
I know.
Yeah. No, let's off the NFL for okay. just a bit, right?
Got 2.5 minutes.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Gosh, what else?
Giannis?
Yeah, I was gonna say we're not gonna cover anything. The Badger basketball team. Yeah. It's they're good. Gosh, you should watch more of that. Their team's going to be in the dance. They're going to be a top five in the Big Ten. But because the transfer portal moves so many players around, it would take me longer than the 2 minutes to tell you why the Badgers are good.
Next week.
We've got it next week. Let's talk random oddities from sports, shall we?
Giannis?
Giannis Antetokounmpo, the best player the Milwaukee Bucks have ever had who wasn't Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's the multiple-time MVP, the most dynamic athlete the NBA has ever seen, has been a Milwaukee Buck now for 13 years.
There already been 13 years?
I cannot believe that he is 30 years old plus, but...
Get rid of him.
He's helping himself to get out of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
He's done, which is now the cool, hip thing for a generation
Scrubbed
of people.
Scrubbed all of his social media.
Yep, nobody will ever remember that he had anything to do with the Milwaukee Bucks ever
except
again.
Except for the except for the championships.
Except for the one singular post about being an NBA champion. Everything else, scrubbed from existence. Which
also,
for those of us, oh, I don't know, over the age of 40, I can tell you what that means is he's basically broken up with the Milwaukee Bucks. Sixes and sevens on that one, right?
Six,
it's a little six, a little seven on that. It's hard to tell,
didn't realize his family that was living in Milwaukee moved back to Greece,
that's
too, this
correct.
Summer.
Both of his brothers, his brother Thanis, his older brother, is on the active roster. He's their 15th man. He's the end of the bench for the Bucks. His younger brother, Alex, who I got to watch play high school basketball, is really good at basketball. He's on the Wisconsin Herd. He's on their minor league, their G League team. So he's got the opportunity for three brothers, Antetokounmpo, to all come out on the court together at some point before he exits Milwaukee.
1 minute.
But, the Bucks aren't very good. They started out pretty good.
I mean, they're doing okay.
But they should have done what we talked about, every year for like 3 years. Now's the time to trade Giannis. He's expensive and getting more expensive. He's older
right now,
older.
I mean, other than getting hurt, other than being hurt right now, he's actually, I mean,
he's playing at an
all-star.
He's an MVP.
Yeah.
He's still a top three player in the NBA, but now's your chance because your team's not very good.
Trade it.
Dump him out. Yeah, absolutely. Other funny things, the Eagles football team lost a game last week to, I don't know, Cowboys. The Eagles offensive coordinator, whose name I do not have written down,
30 seconds.
Got his house egged like he was a high school principal.
Petullo or something?
Yeah, that's just the funniest, goofiest thing. What else happened? Lane Kiffin went from Ole Miss to LSU. Does not matter. That's
10
correct.
10 seconds.
Everybody, have a wonderful holiday. This was great. Bye, bye, bye.